Hi, this is the third episode from a series of business growth podcasts presented to you by Enter Inside Turnaround and Counseling. This is a series of business coaching sessions for business owners and leaders in Europe to support them in growing their businesses during times of all pervasive change and crisis. Many owners of small and medium-sized businesses were struggling through 2020 and 21 to understand the bigger picture and understand where the economy is heading. The only directions they were getting were from periodic nudges to measures and policies to increase safety and manage the pandemic, accompanied by financial support to cushion the financial fall. But the measures and policies seem to be increasing their grip on the economy, industries, and on the public. Speculations about the solutions in governments and in the media are confusing the public and business owners. The vaccination rates, initially targeted as our way out from this pandemic, have dramatically increased. But now that the winter has arrived and the vaccines seem to have a diminishing efficacy over time, the narrative is changing. Infection rates are increasing again, and the pandemic is still not in control. Governments are now openly sharing that COVID-19 is here to stay, and that we need to live with it. Well, at least something is certain now. The shift in narratives and the movement from opening up to closing the economy and restricting the movement of the public are breaking and crippling businesses. The new narrative is becoming, it seems that we will not be going back to the older normal. Well, a second thing that is now becoming certain. The majority of business owners, read entrepreneurs, are moving from worry to fear to hope, and then repeating the cycle again. They are trying to keep their daily businesses running, working hard to compensate for lost income during lockdowns, repaying their debt, and trying to replace the employees they lost during the lockdowns, and are left with zero time to think about the future of their businesses. When we look at the developments globally, we start discerning transformational trends that have the capacity to shift industries and make businesses obsolete. Let me name few of these changes. Changes to industries driven by health policies, like in the travel industry. The green transition, the digital transition known as the fourth industrial revolution. The introduction of digital money. The accelerated implementation of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and the further centralization of control during the pandemic by the global bodies. European Union, International Monetary Fund, World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum. These developments are not widely covered in the media, and SME businesses are not aware of them. We believe that these changes are so impactful for businesses, and especially for the small and medium enterprise, employing in Europe alone between 50 and 90% of the working population, that they should become aware of them if you want them to make the required transition on time and drive required breakthrough innovation, provide jobs, and rebuild the economy. Let's assume that this is the intention. One could argue whether these changes in progress would be supported by everybody involved. We need to know that they are globally in progress, and that the only way to have a valid opinion about them and eventually influence them is by understanding them and engaging in a constructive dialogue about them. Ignorant opposition will not change a thing at this stage. Our advice to SME entrepreneurs is therefore, get yourself unstuck from the worry, fear, hope cycle. Understand and use your mental faculties. Get informed about what is happening. Face reality. Accept the outcome and build your game plan. Take advantage of available resources. A sustainable business that will make impact in the world, and start your sustainable transition now. Waiting is a deadly option. Let's discuss now how to do this. Getting yourself unstuck from the worry, fear, hope cycle. We are living in times of all pervasive change and uncertainty. These times won't let us, our businesses, our employees, or our near ones, unaffected. We are constantly bombarded by negative, scary news that really triggers something inside of us and in the people around us, fear. Only few manage to stay untouched by what is happening, stay centered, focused, and on the ball, and manage to thrive. You could come to wonder, what are they doing differently? When you understand what is really happening, how this is impacting you and your near ones, and how we can turn that around, you will definitely thrive, like them, no matter the external circumstances. It is a given that all pervasive change and crisis take us out of our comfort zone. When our level of awareness is less developed, we view what is happening to us as two-dimensional, an event happening leading automatically to a result. We don't see what is happening between the event and the result, and the clue is between the two. When we become more aware, we start observing the thoughts that get triggered by the events and how those thoughts, if entertained, trigger mini regressions to the past and to stored external judgments that we came to believe about ourselves, judgments that have been thrown at us. When seemingly similar threatening events occurred in our past and that we later made our own, like, I will never know how to do this and I'm not good enough. When regressions are triggered, we are at the mercy of our limbic brain. The limbic brain will use fear and keep us safe. So fear will start running the show, and our habitual coping mechanisms will be deployed and lead us to inferior results. This is not the place where we close sales, bring in deals, take chances, start and successfully finish projects, and achieve success. Getting unstuck and making progress requires you to fix your mindset and go back to your initial purpose, why you started your business in the first place, like being your own boss, building a successful business, living a fulfilling, successful, and happy life, and making a difference in the world. That should be your ultimate reality, not the fear of failure. Make a fresh start from that point and understand how to understand the trends, define the future of your business, define a sustainable revenue and earning model, increase sales and profit, develop and grow your team, and win in the new reality. Understand and use your mental faculties. Yes, these are your superpowers as human being. Understand and use them. You are not the poor little me that you came to believe. You are the whole universe in motion. As every human being, you are gifted with genius, talent, and mental faculties that give you access to a greater intelligence. With these mental faculties, you are able to create your own reality. That's how fear and worry are keeping you stuck in inferior results. You are imagining the precise things that you don't want to happen. Shift this narrative and hold on to the image of how you want your business and life to look like and work from there. Learn to manage and focus your thoughts. Eliminate the thoughts that lead to fear and keep you running in circles. Know and use your talent. That's what makes you unique. Focus on what you really want, your calling. Define how you will serve and change the world because you were in it. And eliminate what is holding you back, the limiting beliefs. Become who you are and forget what they told you you are supposed to be. This is how you will flick the switch and gain access to your growth mindset. Remember, positive thoughts and feelings are everything. Get informed about what is happening. All pervasive change and uncertainty will intensify, and the pace of change is and will be increasing between now and 2030. The world as we know it is changing and is not coming back. Leading a business has become a completely different ballgame. Industry clock speed is and will be increasing. We are dealing with a global pandemic. Global and local policies are and will be changing. The fourth industrial revolution with the Internet of Things, robotics, artificial intelligence and digital printing is and will be changing our earning and business models. A great reset or building back better is being orchestrated over all industries as a model to implement the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and the Paris Agreement. And we'll be pushing reforms over all industries. Measures around health, green, digital currency, upskilling and reskilling, and new equity measures are the first visible movements. The markets are digitizing and opening up because of the lockdowns, and competition is increasing. Reacting timely, adequately, and sustainably, meaning taking the right action, will make the difference between winning and becoming obsolete. In June 2020, a broad coalition of 250 large Dutch companies, mostly international corporates, under the guidance of, among others, VNO-NCV, the Dutch Banking Association and MVO Netherlands, promised to promote sustainability, meaning the Paris Climate Agreement and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, at the heart of the COVID-19 recovery plan, read Building Back Better. SMEs in the Netherlands and in other countries do not yet have insight into these developments and are not involved in these conversations. If we want to rebuild the economy together, it is necessary for small and medium enterprises to become aware of the transition that is taking place and to make decisions based on that knowledge. This is the only way to enable them to prepare for the future, the transition, contribute to innovation, preserve and create jobs, and help rebuild the economy. Face reality, accept the outcome, and build your game plan. Like with every industrial revolution, the first one, the movement towards steam engine, the second one, the introduction of electricity, the third one, the movement towards computerization, and now the fourth one, the introduction of artificial intelligence and advanced digitization. There are businesses that will cease to exist, businesses that will pivot, transition, and continue to exist, and businesses which are innovative and who will manage to scale up and become successful. Being able to define the impact of the fourth industrial revolution, the Building Back Better, the Great Reset, and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals on your business is crucial for owning your story and defining your future. Good or bad, you should own the impact ASAP and define either your exit and resurrection as entrepreneur, your transition plan, or your scale-up plan. But own your story and prevent spending valuable time and resources that will go to waste. Take advantage of offered resources. From several conversations with small and medium enterprise institutes working with the government and local municipalities, I came to understand that governments have made funds available at municipality level to advise and support businesses. I came also to understand that there are grants available to reskill and upskill employees to prepare the transition of industries Europe-wide. There are also grants available to support breakthrough innovation. At EU level, a next generation EU plan for 2021 to 2027 has been set up to repair the economic and social damage caused by the pandemic and steer the Building Back Better transition, the transition towards a modern, sustainable and resilient Europe, a greener, more digital, more resilient, better fit for the current and forthcoming challenges, as stated in this plan. This plan has a budget of 860.9 billion euro. From this budget, 338 billion will go into grants and 385 billion will go into loans. This information is not yet widely covered by the media. Hence, small and medium enterprise entrepreneurs are not aware of the availability of these funds. Qualifying for them is also not completely binary. Your application could be accepted or refused. The process is not transparent. This is basically our tax money that is being redistributed to refuel and rebuild the economies. It is essential that small and medium enterprise owners employing between 50 to 90% of the working taxpaying country population become aware of these resources and engage in constructive discussions to understand how they can leverage them to help build back better, if this is the intention. Build a sustainable business that will make impact in the world. The pandemic has caused havoc in the world. The United Nations developed in 2015 a plan called the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. All member nations adopted it in 2015. This is a shared blueprint for peace and prosperity for people and the planet, now and into the future. The agenda covered 17 sustainable development goals, which were an urgent call for action to end poverty and other deprivations, improve health and education, reduce inequality, drive economic growth while tackling climate change, and working to preserve our oceans and forests. What if every entrepreneur in Europe and across the globe would pick one of these goals and run with it and start making a difference in the world? This is a call to go beyond the narrow money-making paradigm and choose to start creating a better world for all. Literally building back better for all of us. Let's make the 2030 agenda work for all of us, and not only for the multinationals who visit Davos once a year. Start your sustainable transition now. As you could read in this article, you need to start understanding the impact of what is happening in the world on your business now. You need to start your transition now. Don't get lost in the external and internal fear narrative and wait to a point of no return for your business and financials. Take action now. My closing remark for you. It is a time of great change and of an even greater confusion. There is no one soul evident truth and no soul evident solution. It is the time to move beyond our limitations, unleash our talent, clarify our purpose, the reason we are here, redefine ourselves and our businesses, choose light over darkness, compassion and unity over separation. Let's choose to transform our businesses to become a force for good and make a difference in the world. It is only by increasing the good that we will be able to bring about the good in our businesses and in the world. Take action. Unleash your personal power. Choose purpose. Become a force for good. And thrive. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode of our business growth series of Answer Inside, Turnaround and Counseling. If you found this a useful content, please share it in your network to support other entrepreneurs. We are working on more podcast coaching sessions. Follow me on LinkedIn and keep updated on the last publications. Speak soon on the next episode. Maria Mushtaq from Answer Inside, Turnaround and Counseling.